Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 23 April 2025. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're glad you're with us tonight. It's going to be me and you, just you and I guess is the right way to say that. I want to talk to you one-on-one, and I want you to call and talk to me if you want to, with your opinions and comments. We're going to discuss something today that is a biblical teaching, and I'll use some scripture to refer to it, that to prove the points I want to make of when a nation becomes an empire, as ancient Israel did, and finally was destroyed from the inside out, as Rome did, as other mighty empires were built and decayed from the inside out. We're going to talk about America. And known our heritage from Israel, Americans, other nations, you understand more what we're talking about when you see the same things happen to us that happened to other empires. Before we do that, though, Lord willing, I'll be in office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern, so will Crystal. We'll be here tomorrow, hopefully, to get some orders and things out. We'll do our best to keep caught up with you. I'd love to hear from you tomorrow. You can call us and order the books I've been offering, the one on Setting Captives Free. Fantastic book for a primer on recognizing demon possession and oppression. Explain to you how it works and how to get it out of there, folks, how to help these people. If you want to, $14.95 delivered. The three books that are absolutely, I think, essential on how to witness to Catholics, Mormons, and Jehovah's Witnesses and show them the true gospel of Christ, they're available, all three, for $44.95. We would love to get those out to you because I think, if nothing else, you can study them and share them with a friend or loan them a book if they'll read it. That may convince them that their so-called Christianity is a religion of works, and it doesn't work. Okay? But so they're available if you want them. Call tomorrow and just ask for them at 800-777-4403. Or 304-846-4448. So I'll be in office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. Love to hear from you. Sometimes I get a little overwhelmed, and I certainly, please, I don't ever mean to be rude with anybody. If I have to ask you to call back or whatever, or let me call you back, please don't think I'm being rude. I want to give you all the time I can and keep up with other people also. I'm here as a brother in Christ, as a minister, as a friend, for anybody out there that wants to talk to me. I won't be enough smart to talk to you about anything that put you down, make fun of you. I'm here to tell you the truth because I care. If I can help you with anything, spiritually or whatever, please feel free to call tomorrow and talk to me. I'd love to hear from you. Again, if I get a little busy, I promise I'll let you call back or I'll call you back because I want to be a blessing to you. And I sincerely, sincerely do mean that. So anyway, we're going to discuss some things tonight. And folks, if you watch even the regular news anymore, you're starting to see a lot of disturbing things. I think they're disturbing. Yeah, they serve me. But I'm talking about America now. America is decaying. I listen, folks. It started long before you and I were born. America started decaying not too long after the Constitution was ratified and sent out, especially in 1789 when they made a corporation. But even before that, whenever they took the requirement to be a Christian run for office written in the Constitution, took it out, so anybody could run for office that wanted to, no matter whether they were Christian, non-Christian, Buddhist, Muslim, or whatever, they could run for office and hold office in a nation that supposedly was based on Christian foundation. And it was for a while. So long before you and I were around, the nation was on a swift decay. In a sense, it can't be helped because that's what nations do. Israel started out promising they would follow the laws of God, and for a generation or so they did. And then it fell apart. The same things happened in America. And as time progressed, it got worse and worse. I'm not going to go through all the reasons why, because they're numerous, but they all add up to one thing, a dying nation. One thing I will mention is a public pool system that was started in this country long before you and I were around, that started the decay of America because it started bringing in state teachings and state's ideas instead of God's. Didn't happen overnight, never does. Decay doesn't happen overnight. We're going to discuss some things tonight. We're going to try to understand some things that's happening, spiritually speaking, that's happening right now in our country and around the world, but I'm right now talking about America where I live, where my grandchildren and great-grandchildren live, where you live probably. We have listeners all over the world. I'm glad you're out there, and I think if you listen to the program, you'll find this might apply to you, to your nation also. You might find out that the same principles, obviously, apply to all people because they're written by the same God, the true God, Jehovah God. And they're given to us as instructions, as a way to grow in wisdom and knowledge, to preserve our families, our countries. We've forgotten God. And we are paying in America a dear, dear price. A guy named Alexander Tyler wrote a few sentences here, and is entitled "A Bird's Eye View of the Evolution of Nations." Listen very carefully. From bondage to spiritual faith. Take it clear back to Israel and in Egypt. Take it back to America when it first started. From spiritual faith to great courage. From courage to liberty. From liberty to abundance. We'll discuss that more in a minute. Abundance is always the beginning of the rot of a nation or society. From abundance to selfishness. From selfishness to complacency. From complacency to apathy. From apathy to dependency. From dependency back to bondage. A bird's eye view of the evolution, and I'll add to demise, of a nation. Now, you know, scripture, I'm going to read a few scriptures, and we're going to talk some more about the different topics here as far as what I want to get across to you tonight, and I want you to share your thoughts also. But most people understand, I read Proverbs 14. In verse 34, it says, "Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is reproached to any people." Well, that, of course, that's a verse that many of us have read many, many times and understand what it means without a shadow of a doubt. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Any people. Ancient Israel thought they were exempt because they were Israelites. Even the so-called church leaders in Christ's time, the Pharisees and Sadducees, said we are we never been in bondage to any man. They were under the Roman rule at the time and totally treated as servants to the Roman Empire, but we never been in bondage to any man. We serve God. The same arrogancy that we see a lot in America today. And one verse I quote many times, Psalms 9:17. Listen very carefully. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. My friends, we have seen, at the very least, we can say we've seen a decline in America's moral standards to unbelievable extents. We have sank into such depravity as a nation. We've tolerated, we've embraced such evil, not only among our leaders, because after all, they're our leaders, we got to honor them. Bible says, Romans 13, obey them no matter what happens. That's a damnable lie, not scripture. But nonetheless, we believe that. So we tolerate the pedophilia, the rape, the pillage, the stealing, the killing, the insanity, the lying, the cheating, whatever. Because after all, they're congressmen, they're senators, they're our judges. We tolerate because our TV sets still work. Our cars still run. We got food coming in, maybe through food stamps or whatever, but we have food coming in. So we tolerate evil because we don't want to lose our stuff. Now, you know that's true. I know that's true. We see it happening every day. The church in America is part of the Laodicea church is soft, lazy, rich, apathetic, indifferent, but they think that they're extra holy and spatial because, well, whatever they called may be. We're Americans, I guess. But scriptures also quote many times in Hosea chapter 4. I'm going to read to you a couple of verses there, verse 6 and 7. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, now please pay attention. I will also reject thee. They just can't say they didn't know. They knew. They rejected knowledge. They didn't want to hear the truth. They wanted to condone evil to go along, get along. We've all done that. Every one of us have done that. And now our whole nation is suffering because of that. Our families are suffering. Our own children are insane with the world's ideas. Whether they're, we'll say, decent individuals or not, their minds have been so polluted and so warped that they have no idea what the Word of God says about anything, truly. I'm going to do a teaching sometime soon on the Christian, truly Christian worldview. And I think at best you'll find that we all, including me, are part God-centered and part man-centered, because that's what we've been taught to believe. So these things are the things that we have to understand that are happening as we speak. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, will not believe the truth. They don't believe the lie and be damned. They heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. They don't want to hear the gospel. And you want me to prove it to you? Come to our Bible study sometime. We have them on Saturdays. Yeah, I know they're sitting all over the country on the computer and all around the world. We have maybe 6 or 8 people show up. Man, that's about it. That's all there is to it. That's why I have showing up, because no one wants to come to hear. Now, we used to have bunches come in. Bunches left. They stayed until something I taught affected them. Then they got mad, whatever, and discouraged, walked away. They didn't want to hear the entire truth. That's what is happening. He said, because you reject your knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of my God, of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Oh, my goodness. Now, pay attention. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore, I will change their glory into shame. I know anyone out there that's been on this earth, in this country, for more than 30, 40, 50 years, knows what America once was, at least part of it. We remember part of it and saw what's become now. I read to you in the bird's eye view of evolution of nations, they went from liberty to abundance. Well, that's what chapter 4, verse 7 says. As they were increased, that means as they prospered, as they become abundant, as they become wealthy, they sinned against God, and he changed their glory into shame. They become people that lost their way totally in every way possible. And the sad part of it was, they didn't even see it. And I can say that about Americans today. An American church just as evil as the rest of them. They can't understand what happened. They really think America is still doing very well because we got Trump in office. We're going to get things back the way they should be. Folks, we are so far from what we once intended to be, what any nation intended to be. We're so far from what we started out to be. And our nation didn't start in 1776, believe me. It started with the Pilgrims and Puritans come over and set up a Christian nation based on the Word of God. No legislatures to make pass laws to tax people and individuals. They just come in to meet to make sure that God's laws are being upheld. We were once a Christian nation. Yes, we were. By the 1770s and 80s, we've come a long ways away from that as a Christ-centered nation already. And to make a point as far as how this nation has fallen because of increase in goods, apathy and ignorance and debauchery, let me tell you something that Aristotle said. Aristotle said this: masculine republics decline into feminine democracies and then into despotism. We have now become, and I'm saying this as clear as I can, where 80% of the men in this country, at least, maybe more, have become effeminate. I didn't say they're homosexuals. That's different. Effeminate means soft and womanish. They no longer think like men. They think like more effeminate. They're softer. They don't have the same ideals or discipline in their lives. They don't have the same principles and convictions that the men once lived by. They just don't. So we become an effeminate democracy and well on our way to despotism. And I know that doesn't fit well, but folks, whenever you take the teachings of the Word of God about how the nation should be formed, how people, individuals should live their lives, the roles of men and women and children, you take that out of the nation is going to decay and turn into a effeminate democracy at best and lose their way as far as how to be real men and real women to glorify God. And this is where we see the nation. We all have seen this. Karl Marx said this: if you can cut a people off from their history, they can be easily persuaded. For many, many decades, we've lost the teachings of our history of America, true history of America. And they destroyed our heritage, tearing down statues because it offended somebody. We've let this happen on our watch. Our cities have become nothing but sewers and cesspools of filth. Not everyone in them, but the cities as a whole. Crime centers. Places that I certainly will live. But you see, a guy named George Orwell said this back in 1989. Or 84, I'm sorry. He wrote this in 1984. The choice for mankind lies between freedom and happiness. And for the great bulk of mankind, happiness is better. What have we sold everything for but prosperity, happiness, and so-called security? What have we sold our nations for and our children's futures for? Soft living, abundance, increase. We become a nation that become wealthy, powerful. We start to want to basically conquer the world and influence the world. And that's why we have military bases all over the world. That's why now we are becoming weak. We become our moral compass, our moral backbone has dissolved. It's become basically non-existent. And we're losing our influence on the world because as a nation is judged, they lose their ability to keep their empires going. They build empires on the backs of the people with fiat currencies. We don't have any money in this country, haven't for many years. With all manner of corruption and evil, they siphon off the earnings of the people to build their own little, if you will, kingdoms of their own and spread their empire around worldwide to influence other nations to gain more power and more wealth. That's what all wars are about. That's why we were deceived in the World War I, World War II, Vietnam, Korea. That's why we were deceived in all these wars. Somebody, wealth and power and control. Same thing's happening right now. America has lost the respect of the people that once even in the world, though they may hate us, they used to respect us. That's gone. And rightfully so. We become a nation that backs evil governments to pursue our own goals and help them pursue their goals. We become a nation now that was compromised with anyone for the sake of wealth. And that includes you and I, my friends. Brothers and sisters, we're all guilty. I'm guilty. No point in trying to lie about it. We are. You know, someone once said that one need not ban the Bible itself. You don't need to ban the book if you can ban the ideas within the book. Haven't we seen that happen? Has America not, though they haven't taken Bibles necessarily out of people's homes, and yes, you can still have them in school, although they say you can't, but you really can. Many cases have been went on that. But they banned the ideas and turned the ideas of the Bible into hate speech. They turned the Word of God into something that's evil and hateful and contrary to what people really want. And I guess to a point that's true. They need to ban the Bible. They just banned the preaching of the true Word of God. Just as Trump now, and now he's not the only one. This started back with Bush and others, with the Noah Hyde laws and the so-called Nation of Israel, which is a damnable heresy and lie itself, and the leaders of that country, and the Pharisees and Sadducees that were around when Christ was around 2,000 years ago, the same ilk of people, want to ban the New Testament because if you preach the Word of God about what happened to Christ on the cross and who had him killed, you become an anti-Semite. And Trump is cutting up funding for colleges because students speak out against what's happening in the Middle East. That is not freedom. That certainly is not the way a republic's supposed to work. You may not agree with what somebody says, folks. They have a right to say it. But this is America and what's turned into. We've lost our masculinity as a nation. We become effeminate. Effeminate. Now to the point that we tolerate these things because it's not really affecting me right now. So why should I worry about it? You know, I wrote a statement one time in one of the books I wrote. And I think this ties in with what Ben Franklin said about security and liberty. Promise security, and I notice the word promise security, is a most effective way to enslave a slothful and selfish people. Daniel 8:25 says basically the same thing. Promise security. They may not come through with it, but as long as they keep promising us, just like Trump had, and not just Trump alone again, everybody, every one of them, they promise us things, so we vote for them and support them, and we hang in there with them because they're going to make it happen. Promises. We trust them because we want not to have to do anything ourselves to make things work. We want to push a button or mark a car and say, well, I done my duty. Now let them do their job. Folks, we're all guilty of this. I'm not throwing stones. Please believe me. When I'm preaching the Word of God, I'm not throwing stones. I can't throw stones at you because I've done the same thing. Maybe out of ignorance, or maybe out of apathy. Maybe out of intentional, willful sin sometimes, I've done the same thing. Because it's easier on the flesh. It's easier on my livelihood. Easier to keep peace in the family if I just compromise a little bit. I'm guilty. I'm as guilty as I can be on this. You know, we all talk about how the communist countries spread propaganda. Propaganda, lies against other nations or lies about what they themselves are doing, the governments are doing. They lie about it. And the people are gullible. They believe it, whatever they say. That's how they got us in World War I and World War II and Vietnam. They're damnable lies. But nonetheless, it's okay. You remember Saddam had weapons of mass destruction in Iraq? Remember that? Lies, lies, lies. But we never learn. We never learn. Propaganda. Well, I'm going to fix this. You vote for me. I'm not picking on Trump alone. Believe me, I'm not. Compared to many others, Trump is somewhat of a decent guy. But he's a dangerous Trojan horse in America. Eric Hoffer wrote an article entitled The Passionate State of Mind. This is what he said. Propaganda does not deceive people. It merely helps them to deceive themselves. That's what we have done. We deceived ourselves. Why, they're Republicans, or they're Democrats, or they're whatever, and they're going to do something different. They're going to help us. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. Propaganda is not the problem. It's that we want to believe it, and we're deceived into doing and destroying ourselves. Folks, that's what propaganda is, and we've all been lied to so much, I don't know that we even tell the difference between truth and lie at all. It's getting to be the point where it's almost impossible to tell. Even in our own minds, sometimes we have to think it through and pray it through because we've been lied to so much, we doubt what we think we know. So I don't know how else I can say this tonight, folks. America became an empire. America prospered. America grew. America became mighty, wealthy, respected for a while. Then she lost it. Turned from God to be turned into hell. Back at the break with your phone calls, too, at 717-300-1698. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men. Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nevada Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nevada a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we are back, and the phone line is open, 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. And again, a lot of things I say, I understand that many people, the Christians, that are, and I believe they're sincere, can't grasp the concept of a lot of things I say because, as I did for many years, and I still do, I'm looking at it from a humanistic standpoint, although I think it's scriptural standpoint. It isn't. You know, we're told, for example, that, I'm trying to remember, it's in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, I think verse 11, it said, because sentence against an evil work or an evil doer, I'm just paraphrasing, is not done quickly, is not executed speedily, then the hearts of the people are fully set to do more evil. That's a paraphrase, but that's what it says. But you see, you and I become the idea to believe that we got to forgive and forget. We can't punish. We got to let them go. We can't let homosexuals, we can't put them in prison for being what they are. We can't put them to death, the Bible says. We can't put murderers to death. We got to put them in prison for 25 years, 10 years, whatever, so we can feed them, clothe them, house them, set them out, set them free again. So we go against the word of God, even in judgment, a sins of an evildoer. We don't want to do it, because our minds are set on humanistic ideas and ideals that we think are right because that's the way we were taught. That's the way we were taught. And it really is amazing to me that even with the proof that is laid before people, and I try to bring proof to people, I really do. I really try to show them the facts. When I teach something, whether it be Bible study or on the air or anywhere else, I try to bring facts and truth to the people. And I show them not only scripture, but historically. But they still will not receive it. They will not receive it. I was talking to a family member that has been in the banking business for many years. She cannot understand that the dollar has lost value since it was brought into conception. From 1930s to now, it's lost about 97%. She can't understand that. She can't understand fiat currency. and what it really means. Banking business now, mind you. I don't know else to say this besides we've been so brainwashed that we think everything is okay. No matter what happens, it's going to be okay. Somebody's going to fix it. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay when Christ returns one day. But folks, if a nation that forgets God's turned into hell, and 2 Kings 24:4 says a nation that's shed innocent blood cannot be forgiven, what do you think this means for us? Just on the idea of fiat currency, paper money. I want to just share with you that what fiat currency is and what it does. And I want to tell you about some of the things they do to destroy a nation, even beyond that. But here are six destroyers of a nation. Paper money. It is not real money. We use it, I use it, you use it, because we're told to use it. But it's not money. It causes inflation, destroys the economy. Illegal taxes. We pay hundreds of taxes and don't even know we're paying half of them. We've done it for so long we don't even think about it any longer. Usury is unscriptural. It's a deadly sin scripturally. But all banks charge usury. When they were first formed, they didn't do that, but they do now. Forced race integration. Yeah, that's folks, it makes people mad. I don't care, but it causes crime and diseases and riots and moral decay. Yeah, I'm not mad. I'm just telling the truth. Foreign wars are entangled with southern nations, another way of destroying a nation. Corrupt courts and legal systems. Have you seen this, or am I making all this up? Am I telling you a lie tonight, or am I telling you the truth? Again, many people will not accept this because it flies in the face with what they've been taught all their lives, as I was. Our nation grew into a powerful, once somewhat godly nation within a matter of not too many decades. It started turning into an empire. Getting us involved for war for money's sake and power. Deceiving our people to go out and give their lives for the sake of the dollar. For the sake of man's ideas. A guy named, Arundhati Roy said this. Flags are bits of colored cloth that government used to first shrink wrap people's brains and then as shrouds to bury the dead. There you go. Straight up and down, the way it is. But I promise you, some people now are already mad at me, and they're probably going to stay mad at me. They may never listen to me again. That's okay. You show me where I've taught anything tonight that's not true. Scripturally or historically, show me what I have said is not true. Prove me wrong. Please prove me wrong. You know, Goethe, Goethe, said none are more hopelessly enslaved than those who falsely believe they are free. Boy, that's us. That's us. We've been lied to at every turn by so-called authorities and powers in our government. Lied to about all manner of issues. Yet we still go along with the hope in our heart because we're still free. We're still free people. Sure you are. Uh-huh. Sure you are. Don't pay your rent to the state 1 year for your home and property. See how long you get to live in that home you paid for 30 years. Tell me how free you are. We are nothing as a whole in this nation but ignorant sheep being fed enough and deceived enough that will follow right into the slaughter. We're no longer Christ's people, a sheep to trust in. We change shepherds. We now have a better shepherd. Because we see the stuff he gives us. I mean, we can fill it with our hands, just, you know, it's right on the kitchen table where it's a check in the mail or a digit in a computer somewhere. That's our God today. There was a show out many years ago, I think back in the 80s, called, I think, They Live. A guy put on a pair of glasses. He could see all the propaganda and lies all around him. He looked at a dollar bill and said, "This is your God." Well, what can I say? Why did Christ worry about trying to serve two masters? I think he meant it. So, do we fit tonight in Hebrews chapter 5 and the first part of 6, we read about how we're not on meat. We should be on meat, but we're still in the milk. Would you admit, as I've had to admit to myself, that I've been on milk for so long, it's hard to get on the meat? It's hard to get on the meat. It's hard to understand how I messed up and didn't mean to. I just misled. The propaganda was told to me, and I wanted to believe it, because it made me feel better. Yeah. It did. It did. It has. Still is, probably. By the grace of God, maybe not so much, but it still is. Let's go to right here. Let's stay right here in West Virginia. Let's talk to Chance. Chance, come on in.
Yes. Hello, Pastor Budge. Can you hear
Hello.
Me?
Hello. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, not only do leaders lie to us, what makes it worse, Pastor Butch, is we lie to each other.
True.
There's, as far as I'm concerned at my age now, there's only two truths in this life. And that's the love Jesus Christ has for us and the love of a mother for her children, in most cases. Those are the only two truths. Life on this earth is an illusion. It's all a lie. We're lied about everything from the day we're born, with those two possible exceptions. And look, when you start seeing, as I've seen over the years, how mothers care less and less for their children in some cases, and then you see how the churches have divided people up with all these different denominations, drawing people away from Christ, you see that everything here is meant to, everything is an illusion and it's a lie. This is why you get to a point where, now even, let's take politics. Now, we all know neocons are liars. We know that, all right? But if you're on the right, I got news for you folks. Even the ones that you thought were conservative and on your side, they lied to you, too. Behind the scenes, they're in cahoots. And these are ones that you put your faith in. This is why I put no faith in any man whatsoever. Like I said, it is all an illusion. We were lied to from the day we were born.
And you know what makes it even sadder, Chance, and I agree with a lot of things you're saying, is the people that lied to us were lied to and taught what they believed to be truth. And that's what we've done. We spread lies, and a lot of it through ignorance, our own ignorance. We didn't know. We thought we were telling the truth. That's
well,
why I try to get people understanding.
World. See,
oh, yes.
And like I brought up those two examples because there's no love in the world that you're ever going to experience than the love of from a mother or the love of Jesus Christ.
Amen. And that's why we got to tell people about Christ, because we need that. We need him to keep our keel in our boat steady so we don't rock back and forth and you toss to and fro.
And the reason I say this, Pastor Butch, is because I've had all my hopes dashed by putting faith in people. Over and over, it never ends. Never ends. I've learned the hard way. I idolized certain entertainers or sports figures from over the years until you find out, hey, wait a minute. And it took me a long time to catch myself. And it's heartbreaking. And even politicians, ones that you thought, and we're not talking about neocons now, because we know neocons are no good from the get-go, but I'm talking about the ones that you thought were conservative. When you look and do research on these people, you'll find out that they were close friends with very unsavory characters. And you got to say to yourself, well, how could this person who I thought was on my side be amiable with such unsavory characters? And I don't mean just a temporary meeting. I mean friends.
Uh-huh.
And it goes with politicians, musicians, personality.
It does with this mankind. It does with mankind in general.
Exactly. Yes. And I hate to sound pessimistic like the way I do, because I know a lot of people don't want to hear that. But you know what? The sooner you'll realize it, the more you'll be at peace, the more you won't fear when your time card is punched.
Well,
you won't fear that. I only ask God to spare me physical pain. I don't fear death. I ask him to spare me the physical pain. Because why should I fear it when I know the only two truths in this world are Jesus Christ's love for us and my dear departed mama has for me. I will be with them again.
Yeah, you will.
So
yes,
what is there to fear?
I agree.
You see?
That's hope we have as Christians. And in general, the Bible says not to curse be man, put his trust in man. That makes flesh his armor. I mean, that means that he trusts man to provide for him and take care of him. We've done that now. All men are not necessarily evil and as pure evil we think as evil would be. But all men are fallible. And
yeah,
I'm
they're
one
not
of
evil.
Them.
No, I didn't say they're all evil.
I know,
now.
They're all fallible.
They're all fallible.
That's mean you too, Chance. We all are fallible. You and I both. And,
I tried as
a Christian, as a one who loves God, to be straightforward to anybody I can, and I still make mistakes. But we have to love others.
It's one thing, Pastor Butch. It's one thing to respect somebody. Okay,
yes, it is.
It's one thing to respect somebody, but it's totally another thing to put your absolute faith in them.
You can't do that.
That's where I stand.
You cannot do that. Well, Chance, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Good points, and he's right. Mankind's whole folks are going to let you down every time. That is fact. But I thank God I have some people in my life that I trust as far as being my friends, my brothers and sisters in Christ. And I know they're not doing anything intentionally to harm or do me to mislead me, but you can't put your total faith in man because man is not God. Man is not God. Phone lines open. 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. The phones are quiet. I thought it'd be light enough tonight. People want to come in and give me some of their own points and make some comments about what was said. Maybe I turned people off tonight. Maybe I made you angry. I don't like to do that. If I made you angry, then at least I know you're thinking. I hit somewhere where it hurt. An old preacher one time told me, he said, when you throw a rock into a pack of dogs, the one that yelps is the one you hit. So I don't mean I come across calling anybody dogs, but if you yelped, I know the message hit where it's supposed to hit. It hit something there. It struck a nerve, and it maybe made you think a little bit. That's all I'm here for, folks. I'm not here. I can't change the world. I can't fix all things. But what little bit I can do in telling the truth, because I love you, I will do. I don't do it perfectly, never have, never will. But I try to bring forth the truth of the Word of God with the wisdom and knowledge that comes along with that as far as all that pertains to life. We live in a society where everybody has an opinion, and that's all well and good. But opinions, unless they're based on truth, are dangerous. Ideas that are not based on the Word of God and truth are dangerous. And let's face it, folks, we put people in authority over us who are not rooted and grounded in the Word of God. I don't care how much they talk about God. I don't care what they say. By the way, you never hear him mention Jesus Christ. You may hear him mention God. God's a generic term. It can be any God. But you never hear him mention Jesus Christ and his Son and forgiveness, do you, and grace. You don't, nor do you hear him mention the law of God much. But you can't, you just simply can't put your trust in man to the point that you think that they're going to be the ones who save you on this earth. I'm not talking about your soul. I'm talking about saving you on earth as far as keeping your life steady and even. And no, they can't do it. Their policy may do some things, either good or evil, but they don't have the power. They don't even have the tendency to want to do that. Let's face it, a lot of number of folks are in it for themselves. Even we have pastors and preachers who are the same way. Let's talk to Kevin in Ohio. Kevin, come on in.
Good evening, Pastor Butch.
Good evening.
Been a while again.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has.
And just real quick, the people in North Carolina are doing pretty good now?
As far as I know, I haven't talked to, I forgot her name, forgive me, Dr. Mazur, who's down there. I forgot her name, but I haven't talked to her for a while about that. I need to get a hold of her again. But as far as I know, they're doing better. They're not back. They'll never get back to where they were, but they're doing better.
Yeah, there's no way to get back all the way. No, too much destruction.
That's right.
I've been watching something pretty interesting on YouTube for a spell now in the evenings. I watched some shows of it called Appalachian Storyteller.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Man, if you want to see some really incredible lives that our people went through to get us to where we are today, and I about break down and cry when I see how rugged the people were. They do stories about...
We certainly lost that. We've lost that, haven't we?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think of an incredible picture they show of the people building the skyscrapers 800 feet high, New York City. And there'd be a line of 11 men sitting on an I-beam 800 feet above ground eating lunch.
Oh, yeah.
All just swinging their legs and smoking and joking. And, they tell some of the darker sides, but just people living in three centuries from 1700s, at the end of it, up to the... three centuries, and they're just incredible. The storytellers, and I highly recommend it. It's on YouTube.
Yep, I understand. I've seen some of those. They're very interesting. I've seen some of those, and you're right. As I just read about republics turning once they turn effeminate, they become democracies and despotism. We now have a nation full of effeminate men as a whole. You know that.
Oh, I know that. Yeah. Well,
and I don't consider myself much better than any of them either, I tell you the truth.
No, I don't either. People keep talking about this new world order, and there's nothing like there's no new world order. It's the same old thing since that way back unicorn came out of the Garden of Eden.
Yeah. It's the same idea.
There.
Same idea.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Same idea. Well, Kevin, I'm glad you called. It's been a long time. Don't be so long in between.
Well, we went through a lot of things. You know, back in Y2K, I'd be down at your place going to seminars. And,
oh, yes.
Met you down in Murfreesville, Tennessee. You and Marcia Jean were all praying there and stuff. And, man, that's a spell back, ain't it?
It is Pastor a spell Butch. Back. And our nation has decayed a lot since then, has it not?
Hasn't it? Yeah. And I advertised in your newsletter back in those days.
Yes, yeah.
Things like that.
Yep.
Wow. We have a lot of remarkable
times. It changed, but you're still there. Thanks for being there with us, Kevin. Thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank
you.
Keep
in touch, so thank you. We're down last couple minutes, folks. You have a good one. We're down the last couple minutes, and we have time for another call if you want to hurry. 717-300-1698. I really thought this would be lines would be packed tonight. I really did. I thought people would be calling in to add their opinions and spread some knowledge and wisdom that I want to know, but apparently not. I seem like sometimes when I get into preaching the Bible, a lot of people lose interest. They go somewhere else. That's just the way it is. I mean, I'm sorry about that, but the Bible is what I go by and live by. We cover all issues, but I try to cover all issues, all topics, on a Christ-centered format. If I don't do that, then I can't call myself a believer. If I go anywhere other than the Word of God for what I'm trying to do, then I can't call myself a Christian, to be the least. Because if I believe what the Word of God says, then I must base all things on the Word of God and the laws that God gives us to live by. So that's what we're here to do. And I realize these programs that when I'm doing the preaching and teaching just don't draw the crowd as ones do when I talk about the Illuminati or what it may be. We don't draw the same crowd. The Noahide laws, which are all excellent. But the Word of God and the proof of the Word of God, how we got where we are, is where the beginning of knowledge starts. It's where the beginning of wisdom starts, is with the Word of God. All the things we point out that are going on in the world are good and great, but unless you understand why they're here and our duties to either stand for or against those things, you're ineffective in battle at the least. You're ineffective. Mostly you're a hindrance. Well, I know it makes people angry when I said that, but it is what it is. I can't change it. I won't change it. If I could, I wouldn't. But I don't have that kind of power. I didn't write the book. I'm just a little old messenger boy. And folks, we love you. Well, the grace of God will be in the office tomorrow to talk to you. If you'd like to place an order tomorrow, the items we offer here, please do. And if you can help us keep the bills paid, we appreciate that very much. Hopefully, by the grace of God, we'll be able to reach out and touch other people in a better, a deeper and even better way, to enlighten people's eyes to the truth and enlighten their wisdom in Christ and to get the Word growing in their hearts and their souls. I am just a mere mortal. Ask Marcia Jean. I'm only a man. I do a lot of things that are not necessarily wrong, but sometimes stupid. But if you pray for us, we'll pray for y'all, and I mean that. I'll see you in the office tomorrow. Have a great night. Good night.
Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.